The island that is silent now, but the ghosts still haunt the waves, and a torch lights up a famished night.
And we're back this week in Waukesha, here at the Future Office of former Alderman Don Brown. And you're listening to Thousands Are Sailing by the Pogues. I encourage everyone to listen to the song in full, including you, Jason. Tugs at the old heartstrings, especially if you're Irish. Hey, well, we're back here with Alderperson Beth Moulton. And before we begin, too, just want to remind everybody that tickets may still be available at McGuanago High School for our beloved Waukesha South Blackshirts, who are one game away from state competition if they beat Racine Case tonight. And a memo went out from Athletic Director Dan Schreier calling on all Waukesha High School and all Waukesha residents to support the team, and hope to see you out there, or at least check out the live stream. You should be able to find it on YouTube. And then also tonight, too, if you support Mayor Sean Riley, he has his event at Albanese starting at 4. It's a fundraiser and slash St. Patrick's Day party at Albanese's Roadhouse. So some great examples there of inclusion from our our mayor having a St. Patrick's Day party at an Italian restaurant. But he did tell us last week that Joe Albanese's mother is 100% Irish. So anyway, Beth, one thing I want to make sure I ask before we get too close to the end is, what is there, like, one thing about you that you want everybody to know, or one question I have not asked that you want your constituents, you want the city to know? You know, why your constituents should vote for you on April 5th, or excuse me, March 26th. Vote, you know, do the early voting, please take advantage of that, and why the rest of the city should support, or at least engage with you more, or pay more attention.
Well, I care very much about the city. I think I'm a good listener, and when I weigh these decisions, I try to do it from many different viewpoints. One of the recent things we had was some TIF financing for an apartment building. Oh, it's along the bypass there, and I voted no because I didn't want to use TIF financing for you tearing up just a green space. So I feel like I'm very thoughtful. I care very much. And I love the job. And sometimes just, you know, investing in it is one way to, you know, show other people how much you care.
Sure, sure. You know, and we discussed earlier, too, about one of the advantages we have as council members and working in legislative roles or an executive role if you're the mayor, is that these are nonpartisan positions. And you'd had some really good thoughts on why that's important and how we can build on that.
Oh, yes. I would love us to maintain that nonpartisan atmosphere. We take all different points of view. We're very respectful to each other. Even, you know, you can get ramped up emotionally sometimes, but we're still very respectful to each other. And I think that's a great way to have honest and good debate over the issues and solve problems together, rather than, you know, take sides based on who agrees with you the most. I mean, I think all of us on the council have had situations where, you know, the council went a different direction than your point of view, but we don't keep score. We don't hold grudges. We just do our best to serve the city the best way we know how.
Terrific. Love that. And yeah, because you also mentioned too, you had a family friend relationship with a former state legislator who had some really sage advice about the importance of building bridges across, you know, political lines.
Yes, my parents have lived in Waukesha for many years. They went to Carroll University and never left. Well, at the time it was Carroll College. But Jody Hilsman is a friend of my parents, and she is kind of a role model for me and taking, using what skills she has for citizen leadership and battling out, you know, various problems and struggling through the hard conversations, but then, you know, putting that aside and just having a friendship with the people afterward. People are not bad people. They have ideas you don't agree with, and you have to learn how to disagree effectively and consciously without losing the sense that the fact that they care very much about their constituents as well. So if everybody's working hard trying to come to a common ground, it's okay not to end up in the same place all the time. It's okay to disagree. It's okay to solve problems in a different way. And it's just a matter of everybody doing their best for the city. And I think, well, I would say that all of our aldermen do that. They don't always agree with me, and I like it better when they do agree with me. But I think everybody does their best, and I would like to keep it that way. I don't want the local parties to get involved with the council. I know that they have strong viewpoints, but I'd also like us to maintain our level of civility. It's so important for, you know, getting along and thoughtfully solving problems.
Terrific. Thank you. And sometimes there's one little zinger I like to throw out, especially with, do you have a question for me?
Yes. Why did you start this?
Well, I was approached by a mutual friend of ours, as well as somebody else that has contacts with the parent company in Madison. And he'd approached, you know, it was our friend Kristen Hansen, and okay. He approached her about his idea about buying this radio show in Waukesha and bringing back, he felt that there was a market here. They tried it in Milwaukee and it wasn't very successful, but they felt Waukesha is a diverse university community that once had a radio station should have a radio media that's dedicated to all things Waukesha. And so Kristen had thought, she'd recommended me. As you may recall, one of the advantages or disadvantages to being a first district alderman is that the media always find you first on the sure. website, and they call you. And you know, at the time, I was already at home safely. You know, I'd heard about, my wife had texted me on the way home about what was going on. And so, you know, I started getting these calls, and I just felt there's some way I got to help. And so I did, but I was also really careful. I have a lot of media experience, and so I didn't, you know. And so that's how I spent the rest of the night. And people had heard me on CNN and on all these other outlets, and I guess Kristen had felt that I'd handled it professionally and very well and represented the city well, and she thought that I could be a good resource for driving this, for leading this week in Waukesha radio show, like a dedicated show that's all about Waukesha, as well as maybe helping to grow this product. And it's a good fit for, you know, as you may know with my business, most of my clients are national, mm-hmm. which gives me a lot of advantages and enables me to do things like serve our city as alderman. And so with me departing my seat in April, that I felt this would be a great fit, that I could continue serving the city, as well as having really kind of an active media outlet, a voice for the city to participate. So we're looking forward to more people getting involved. You know, I grew up, you know, we're in the same age group. We grew up in a time when most cities had two newspapers, so you had at least two political viewpoints. And, you know, now, and then it went down to one in the 80s for most cities, and now we're down to zero, or just very, you know, a lot of these newspapers, and it's tragic, are hanging on by, like, the internet of things. And so we figured for a city like Waukesha that has just so much potential, again, a great university city, great diversity, a downtown that's starting to emerge, we felt that it was, that this city deserved a media spot, and felt I was just very excited by the challenge, because I'd never really done radio before, except if you count the morning announcements in high school. So, but I always I think I always felt comfortable in front of a camera or a mic or in public sessions. And I what I loved most about Alderman was the neighborhood meetings I would host, and getting, you know, the chance to get people together and build bridges. And it was exciting for me to introduce people that have lived in that same neighborhood for 50 years, like right around the corner, with kids the same age that they never met. And so it's, you know, to me, building a more connected community is so important, and to be able to do this on a higher level is something I'm really excited about. So I appreciate you turning the tables. So,
well, I appreciate your work, and now you know we'll be listening.
And
every
now
time.
You know where to find me. Yeah,
I know where to find
every
you.
Every Saturday,
and
then,
every Saturday. Well, we're
this week
laundry,
from 6 to 8 too. Yeah, yeah. So this week from 6 to 8 too. If you're coming out for coffee downtown. So, but yeah, we have about a minute and a half left, as Jason has informed me. But one last thing you'd like to say about Beth Moulton, that, you know, what?
Well, if you see me out working hard canvassing, please stop and interrupt me. Ask any question you'd like. I'll do my very best to answer.
Sounds great.
And I appreciate the support of the community.
Is there a Facebook page or website or any place they should go to learn more about you?
I have a website. My daughter teases me because I picked a really long name. It's Moulton for Waukesha 8th.com.
So, okay, 8th.com? Number8th.com?
Number8th.com.
Well, that's not so bad. If it was E-I-G-H-T-H, you know, whatever. So we're good. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm terrific. I'm out there working hard, and I would very much like to talk to you.
Sounds great. And then, again, tonight at 7, the shirt I'm wearing is what the kids gave out from the team. It says, started from the bottom. Now we're on the backside. It says now we're here. And it's a real tribute to a program that lost 60 straight conference games. Now they're one game away from state competition. So Alderperson Beth Moulton, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
This Saturday. We look forward to join me 6 to 8 this week during the week. And remember, especially this St. Patrick's Day week.
Go black shirts.
Safety. Go black shirts. And safety is everyone's responsibility. My empty room. I suppose I must have cried. Thousands of sailing again across the ocean. When a hand of opportunity, just tickets and I.